Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you dancing?
I'm always dancing on Saturday morning.
I know. And it's such a great intro. I know we say that every single week. We're just so proud of it. It's just such a cool swing sound.
I know. And I was just listening to it when it's saying that we answer the tough mortgage questions. So yeah. I implore everybody to call us with some tough questions.
That's right. No, we want them. We want them today. We are going to be Facebook Live. If you guys haven't heard, the commercials running all week here on Go Country 105. We are going to be Facebook Live today at 7:30. So we want you guys to hop on our page and watch us. We want to see you ask us questions in the feed. We want to answer those for you. We want you guys to give us a call. We want you to call in. You will actually be able to hear the callers that are calling in with the Facebook Live. We'll be able to answer those. You'll be able to hear the question. We've got all of the equipment set up so that you can hear everything. You guys can text us. Text your questions to mom. Text the word mom to 474747. And I'm a little under the weather. So Marla, I'm going to let you do a lot of talking today.
Go for it. I think you sound raspy and a little sexy, but
a little sultry.
Yeah.
Give them the telephone number. What's the number for them to give us a call?
It's 844-935-3634. Or you can remember it by saying 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. It's the number 4.
That's right. So we want you guys to give us a call. We want to make sure that we're answering those questions. We want you to say hi. We want you to give us a thumbs up. We want you guys to ask us a movie trivia question. We said that last time we did Facebook
and
Live.
Nobody did it.
Not one person went in there. I want to see pictures of your dogs come up in the feed. I've got any pictures, really. I have 140 pounds. Yeah, maybe 150 pounds at this point. I've got a Newfoundland. She's absolutely gorgeous. Her name's Nana, just like the Peter Pan movie. But I've got a Cocker Spaniel. You've got some lifted weenies over there.
Yes. I have a little weenie dog and I also have a chihuahua.
That's right. So, it's a mix,
I shouldn't
right?
say I have a chihuahua. Yeah.
Your children have a chihuahua. But you guys named it a lifted weenie because she's
part miniature pincher. So her legs are a little bit longer than a regular.
So she looks like a lifted truck.
Yeah, she does. Her belly doesn't sag. Yeah.
I love it. Well, everybody that listens to Go Country 105 was probably absolutely cracking up right now because is really quite funny.
And if you've gone to any of our workshops or seminars, we talk about it all the time.
We do. And actually, that's a great segue because we do games at our workshops, which is a lot of fun.
We do.
We haven't really talked about what goes on at the workshops. Like, we talk about a lot of the information.
Secret special. You have to go.
Yeah, it is. You know, but we do a lot of really fun stuff at the workshop. So we're going to get into that here in a second. But you know what we have to get done first?
Susan.
We have to get compliance.
Actually, it's not Susan anymore. Still can't remember the fella's name.
I can't either.
Maybe he's listening right now. Call us in and tell us your name.
I believe it might have actually been a woman too. I got to go back to the email. I just don't remember who it was.
Yeah.
But my NMLS ID is 237926 and I am Deborah Lynn Marcoux.
Good job.
All right.
Good job.
All right.
You sound good. It's not as nasally as earlier.
All right. You go.
And I am Marla Geezer. My NMLS is 669357. And we are both licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. That seemed really long today.
It did, but it's done. It's done. It's over with. We don't have to do it again. If you guys missed something in there, it's at the end of the show. You guys can listen to it. And they'll give you all of our licenses for all of the states that we're licensed in. Marla and I can actually do loans for you in Washington, Arizona, Nevada, Illinois, Indiana, Texas, and California.
Correct.
If you want to buy something or you want to refinance a property that is not in one of those states, Movement Mortgage is actually licensed in 49 states, which was one of the things that we got slapped on because we said 48, I think, a couple weeks ago. So we are actually licensed in 49 states, and we can get you to a loan officer in the state that you are looking for if it is not one that Marla and I can do for you personally.
Right.
So, definitely any questions that you have, make sure that you call us, you email us, you send us messages, and we would absolutely love to help you. Talking about the workshop, because that is coming.
It is coming.
Like, it is absolutely coming.
Almost exactly a month.
It's in a month.
A little under.
Mm-hmm. And this one's going to be a really great one. We're going to do a little bit of a hybrid workshop. It's going to be renovation, which is going to be fantastic for everybody. So it's going to be, you know, how do you renovate your property? How do you get the cash that you need if you don't have the equity that you need? Maybe you don't have the down payment to buy the home and have the cash available to do those upgrades or repairs that you'd like to do. We're going to show you how to do it all in one loan with a very low down payment or very high loan to value for a refinance. It's going to be perfect for real estate agents to come out and learn the products. It's not just FHA 203K. It is also, there are Fannie Mae options as well for conventional financing. It works for investors, second homes. It really works for everybody. So anybody at all that's thought about doing some renovations, maybe you have an investment property that it's time to redo the flooring and upgrade it before your next tenant moves in. Maybe you're an investor that wants to do a flip. It could work for that. It could really work for so many different things that it's really open for everybody.
Yes. Then we're encouraging everybody to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're going to actually move into the workshop, to a buyer workshop. So for anybody that wants to come out, learn the renovation, and then you want to take off and go, fantastic, not a problem. But we are going to do a condensed version of when we usually do our 3-hour home buyer workshop. We're going to do a condensed version of that, but we're going to hit on some of the really important key factors for anybody at all that has never bought a home before. So it gives you the opportunity to come out and get a two in one. We're going to be at the TPC golf course in Valencia. It's actually, we're going to be at the Oaks Club at Valencia. It's the restaurant there on the premises of the golf course. It's going to be fantastic November the 4th from, you know, 2 to 5 p.m. So, you know, wine, appetizers, beer, you know, it's a great afternoon and it's really perfect. If you're a real estate agent, you've got somebody that's been, you know, out there shopping and maybe they still need to get pre-approved or they don't understand the lending process, it would be perfect to bring them with you. You want to learn more about that, you know, renovation loan. Everybody come. Everybody's learning something new. It's going to be really great.
Yeah. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
So if you would like to get tickets, go now. Best way to do it is text the word mom to 474747, or you can go on our website, Mortgage Mom Radio. Just don't forget the radio. Click events at the top, workshops.
Yeah, it's really easy. You can find them pretty much anywhere. You can call us and we'll call you back and help you get, you know, set up with those tickets as well. You can also get them from our phone app. If you have not downloaded our phone app, you should. There's so many useful tools in that phone app. You can listen to the podcast. If you miss an episode, you want to hear it. Like, last week we had Assessor Prang on and that was such a great show.
Yes,
and
that was fun.
He gave us so many good tax advice and tax tips that if you want to go back and listen to that show, you could do that using our podcast. So if you go to mortgagemomradio.com, you can find it there. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere you can get a podcast. But right from our phone app, you can get everything. You can email Marla, email Debbie. You can call us from the phone app. You can run payments on a calculator from the phone app. You can apply from the phone app. You can get your workshop tickets from the phone app. So there's so many things that you can do there. You can read our Google reviews and everything. When you text the word mom to 474747, you will actually get a link to download the phone app. And you'll also get a link to check out the tickets for the workshop. So,
yep. And you can also text us your questions right there too, and we'll answer right away.
Absolutely. So a couple things for you guys to know about the workshop, because, you know, we kind of started there and then we had to get compliance done. But we never really talk about what happens during the workshops. And so we do have a lot of fun during the workshop. We do play games where you can win prizes. The gifts are given away. Go Country always has a pair of tickets for us to raffle to one of their upcoming concerts. We've given away Stagecoach tickets. We've given away Go Fest tickets. I think two years in a row, they've given us those.
Yep.
I think we've had Stagecoach tickets 2 years in a row. We've given away Cole Swindell tickets. So if you are a Go Country listener, which obviously you're listening to us right now on air, you know, you have the chance to win prizes. We play games and then Go Country does raffle those tickets to the winner.
Yep.
But we have lots of fun. And, you know, a couple of the things that, you know, we're going to kind of quiz you on things that you've learned that day. But then we're going to also quiz you on things about Debbie and Marla. So a couple things to keep in mind is 140-pound dog and the lifted weenie. Those are part of the questions
right now. Yeah.
But they're a lot of fun. And this renovation workshop is going to be just really amazing. We'll also have our credit expert. He's going to come out and he's going to talk about credit and all of the things that you can do to, you know, improve your credit score even higher than it already is. Or maybe you've just got a lot of credit repair work to do. He's going to be there giving you all kinds of tips and tools and advice. You're going to get a lot of information. And by the time that you leave, you're really going to feel great about the day. And And this is the first time we've brought it to Valencia. So we're kind of interested to see how many of our listeners will actually take the hike out here to see us.
Well, we live here. And trust me, I know a lot of people who love country music. So I know you're listening right now.
That live here, yeah. Yes. But, you know, it was actually quite interesting. The last workshop that we did was in Ontario. And, you know, because Go Country spans all of LA County, Orange, Riverside, San Bernardino.
They have even a pretty good
Big, yeah, and even a piece of Ventura County. And we were actually quite surprised to see that the majority of the people at the Ontario workshop were from LA.
Yeah.
So, hey, LA, if you guys can make it to Ontario, you can definitely make it to Valencia.
Correct.
For sure.
Go to Magic Mountain in the morning and then come see
and
us
come
in
on
the
over.
Afternoon.
Well, that's kind of the cool thing why we do it. Everybody asks, why do you do it Sunday afternoon? Well, because everybody's busy. You've worked all week. It's Friday. You're getting off work. You've either got plans to go out or you're just simply exhausted. Then Saturday comes along and kids have soccer games or football games or, you know, just all of the different things that you have to do. You've got to run your errands on Saturdays. You've got to get all that stuff done and out of the way.
You've got to listen to Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yeah, you got to listen to Mortgage Mom Radio in the morning. And then Sunday, you know, Saturday afternoon or evening is, again, a time, you know, for you guys to relax, go out and, you know, or have family or friends over. Then Sunday, you know, there's things, you know, some people still go to church, you know, but, you know, there's things that are going on. And Sunday afternoon, you're kind of winding down from your weekend. So it gives you that opportunity that we're not taking away from your weekend.
Right.
And, you know, you're coming out and you're bettering yourself. You're learning, you're getting educated.
Right.
It's really a fun afternoon.
I think that we bring a sense of, we don't take ourselves too seriously. So it's just a fun afternoon of learning great information, laughing, having some wine and some beer.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, you know, it's just a couple hours out of your weekend to do something that's going to help better yourself.
That's right. So if you guys want to get your tickets, make sure that you guys do that. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on about/events, and you'll see workshops. You can get it right from the phone app. You can text the word mom to 474747. It will give you the link to Eventbrite to go ahead and get registered for those if you'd like to. But you guys, and you can call us, obviously. It's 844-935-3634. We'll make sure that we get you all set up with those tickets as well. So we haven't mentioned it in about 11 minutes, but we are going to be Facebook Live in...
We haven't mentioned it in 11 minutes.
In about 11 minutes.
That's pretty exact. 10.42.
Right. But we haven't mentioned, we are going to be Facebook Live today. So
get,
for everybody,
get excited,
get excited. Give us a call. Make sure that you guys have your questions ready for us. We want you guys to call in because it's really kind of cool. We can actually take the call and you guys can hear it from Facebook Live. You can see us answer, take the call, answer the question. And you guys know that we are the real thing. We are the real deal. We are on air. We are live. We are multitasking. We talked about that last week. You know, I've got the computer on my lap. I'm trying to watch what's going on there. I'm checking out the text messages and the questions from those, which we haven't mentioned in a couple of minutes now, you know, about how they can ask their questions through text messaging. But, you know, we're doing all of that live. You're seeing us multitasking. You get to see the people right in person. And we want you guys to give us a call. So make sure you call us. We can get you on hold right now if you don't mind waiting around for a little bit so we can get you on the Facebook Live at 7:30. But the number is 844-935-3634. And then Marla, tell them how they can send us their messages through text.
Oh, well, that's easy. And it's super fun as well. You're going to text the word mom. That's M-O-M. That's forward and backwards as well.
Just it's not upside down. It's not wow.
Not upside down. Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to text that word mom to 474747, or like Deb likes to say all the time, 347s or 4747.
Right. So the cool thing with the texting, you guys, there's so many things that happen with that. It's an all-in-one service. When you text the word mom to 474747 or 474747.
Right. It's like the Instacart.
347.
It's like the Instacart for mortgage.
It is. But when you guys text that, you're going to get a response from us that's going to have, you know, how can we help you? Here's a link to download the phone app. Here is a link to get our workshop tickets. And once you get that message, you can actually respond to that text message with your question. So we will actually read the question out loud and we will answer it for you. We want you guys to give us a name and the city that you are texting us from. We don't know who you are. We always see is a telephone number. But we want you so that we don't have to, you know,
Make up a name.
Like
last year. We make up names and cities all the time.
I was calling, I think I called about four people Juanita last week because that's my grandma's name. So, you know, we want to make sure that you guys give us your name and the city that you're calling us from. The other thing too that we're going to do at 7:30, which I think will be really good, is we are going to start
dance
talking
off.
About... Yeah, yeah, dance off, pants off.
I swear, I thought that's where you were going with that.
No, I was not going to dance off. But we're going to start talking about down payment assistance. There's a lot of down payment assistance programs. We throw out a lot of numbers all the time every week, but we're going to really focus on that. That's my goal for the 7:30 to 8 o'clock hour. I'm going to call out cities and down payment assistance programs that are available in those cities.
Because we should make it like a game show.
Right.
You're going to ask me the question and I'm going to answer.
Yeah, we could do that too.
You give me the answer and I have to reply in a question. Just what's that show, Jeopardy?
Yeah, absolutely. So don't miss out. If you guys have not liked our page on Facebook, make sure that you do that. Everything is Mortgage Mom Radio. If you like the page, when we do come up live, obviously it's going to let you know that we're there and that we're online, and that way you can watch. You guys can send us messages through Facebook. So if you're too shy to put the message up while watching, you know, for everybody else in the feed to see your name and your question, don't worry. Send us a message through Facebook. Send us the text message with the questions. Give us a call with the questions. Nobody can see you. Nobody knows where you're calling from. All they can hear is your voice. You can make up a name and make up a city. But this show is all about helping everybody, and it's about making sure that you get through the mortgage and real estate process. I mean, and it really is a process. It is something that is very detailed and can get very overwhelming. We want to make that experience a lot less stressful for you. So when we do the workshops, it's because we want you to learn before you jump out there and you get entangled into the mess.
It's just like anything else that you learn. If you break it down step by step, it kind of takes the overwhelming sense out of it. And I think it makes it a lot easier for people to process through it.
Absolutely. And your questions are allowing somebody else to hear your questions, and then they're thinking about another question. And so that is what this is all about. We want you guys calling. We want the phones to be ringing off the hook between 7:30 and 8 o'clock today. We're going to make sure that we put you on hold. If we don't answer, you go to the call service. We'll call you back. Manny's here. He is going to be calling you back and putting you on hold. So leave a name, leave a number. We will call you back and we'll get you on between, 7:30 and 8 o'clock today. So for everybody listening, again, if you haven't gone to Facebook, make sure that you do like our page so that you can watch us live. If you miss the show, but you want to see it again, we will have it up on our podcast. We will have it on, obviously, you can go to Facebook and watch it again. There are ways to see it again later, re-listen, and, see all of the questions. Just because we shut down Facebook Live ends at 8 o'clock doesn't mean that you guys can't watch it later and continue to ask questions. We will get those notifications, and we will make sure that we are still responding to you. So, we really do pride ourselves in getting back to people. If you call and you get our call service, that's why they answer 24 hours a day. We are always going to call you back. We are going to answer those questions for you. If you email us, you're going to get a very quick response. We haven't talked about the actual application in a while, and I think that that's a really important piece too, because, if you go to the website, you will literally see apply. Click on it. It's a big red button. Do the application. We do not pull your credit report. The system does not pull your credit report. It does not give you an automated decision. We are not a credit card company. What it is doing, it is giving us your detailed information so that we know what we're talking about when we give you a call. We are going to call you. We are going to talk to you. We are going to say, is there anything in particular about you or your scenario, your situation that you want us to know before we start to review your loan? Is it okay with you if we pull your credit report? Anything. If you guys are concerned about credit, do the application. If you're concerned about, will I qualify? Do the application. If you're concerned I had a bankruptcy, do the application. It is the best way for you guys to get on our books, to do a consultation, and to start working directly with me or Marla. When you guys go to the application and you do the application, or you call Mortgage Mom Radio, or you text us, you are literally getting a response from either Debbie or Marla every single time. If you start to work with somebody else, it is because they are on our team. We've had the initial conversation. We've talked to you about what your wants, needs, and desires are, or what your issues are, or what we need to help you get through.
Right.
And then they are, helping to assist us in putting your file together to get it to an underwriter. But you are literally working directly with us. So if you want the best of the best, get on our books, go to our website, click on the apply button, fill out the application for us, and we're going to call you. We will call you as soon as we have it, and we will set an appointment to do that consultation, and we'll talk to you about you. So it's I we haven't said that in a while, but I think it's really important that you all understand that it really truly is me and Marla that you're getting to work with.
It really is.
Yeah.
But how do they get to that application?
Well, they go to mortgagemomradio.com.
Okay.
And it's a big apply button. That's
big
all,
red one. Right
big red
in
one.
Corner.
Right in the right hand corner. Yeah. And then that's also, if you go about halfway down the page, you'll see subscribe to our podcast. And that way you can actually subscribe and you can that was a twister. You can subscribe by email.
That was a twister.
It was a twister. Email or iTunes or Google Play or TuneIn or Stitcher or whichever ones that you guys like to use. The buttons are there. You literally just click on it and it will, you know, it will subscribe you to that so that every single time we post a new episode, you know that it's there. We understand not everybody can wake up at 7 a.m. and listen to Mortgage Mom Radio on Go Country. We
not
get
everybody.
It. We get it. But everybody can listen from Alexa or they can listen from their iPhones or their Androids. They can listen from any device that will replay a podcast. They can listen to us at their convenience whenever they want to. And there's just a ton of great information in there.
I agree. And another thing that has a lot of wonderful information is the one-stop shop, which is our phone app.
That's right.
Text that word MOM, M-O-M, to 474747, and you can get everything right there. You can listen to the podcast.
That's right. So we are going to actually take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to be Facebook Live, so you guys get on your phones right now and get yourself ready to see that.
I'm going to go and put my lipstick on.
Remember, I want pictures of dogs. We want a movie question. We want thumbs up. We want highs. We want everything. We want questions.
Your emojis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Phone calls. We want you guys calling right now so we can get you on hold and get you on air. But we will, we're going to go to these.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hey, Marla.
Hey, Deb.
Do you ever sit back and watch TV on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon? Shows like Property Brothers, Fixer Upper, Love It or List It, and think, you know what? I'll bet that the consumer doesn't know how they're doing it.
It's exactly what I think when I watch those shows.
Every single time you see that they say that they've got X amount of a budget and they're buying the house for this much and they've got this much left to do their improvements.
Right.
And I know that if I was not in this industry, I would not understand how did they do it. How did they come up with the money? Do these people buying these homes just have extra cash laying around in their pocket?
I don't know.
Because I don't.
I think people do want to know how it works.
That's right. So if they want to know how it works, that is what we're teaching you. We have our next Mortgage Mom Radio workshop on November the 4th, and it is all about renovation financing. How can you buy a house and do all of your upgrades in one loan? One small down payment with as little as 3% down, you can buy a home and renovate it. Did you know that?
I did.
You know, you could actually do that with a VA loan as well with zero down.
I know.
Hey,
those are some amazing information tips.
That's right. So for all of you out there that are listening, why don't you guys go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on about/us events, and you will be able to see our next workshop and get your tickets.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
Good morning, everybody. Mortgage Mom Radio here. It's me, Marla, and we are live.
That's right.
Hello. Can you see us? Thumbs up if you can see us.
Good morning. It's Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, there's Marla Geezer.
That's me.
And we decided to bring you guys this one live. So we've got 30 minutes until we're done with the show.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it right.
30 minutes of fun and amazing.
That's right. We're going to do it right here from our office, from the Mortgage Mom Radio studio. And we hope that you guys all really enjoy it. So we actually have had quite a few phone calls already this morning.
We've been a little busy. Can you stop?
Just a little bit. And but we've been ignoring some of those phone calls because we've also had text messages and we wanted to wait until we were live.
Yeah. We weren't ignoring.
So we're going to just go ahead right now and we're going to go straight. Let's go on over to Erin.
Yes.
Manny, go ahead and no, we lost her. All right. So we'll let you call her back. All right. So anybody that wants to call right now, go ahead and do that. We'll get you on. Erin, we're so sorry. We'll call you back. We lost you. But it's been a great morning.
Really quick, that number is 844-935-3634. So call us right now because, again, we're live and we want to take your calls and hear all your wonderful questions. And also, if you are listening to Go Country right now, don't forget that we want you to ask us a movie line question and see if we can answer the question of what movie it is.
That's right. So we're actually waiting. Manny had to make sure he got my computer on. Manny is our all-in-one. So he Yeah, we're good. So he's actually had to get us on the computer, and he's got to bring the computer over so we can start seeing you guys stream live. So go ahead and ask your questions. We'll have the computer here in a minute. We've got a phone call that's coming in right now. We're taking calls live so you guys can hear us there. But don't hesitate. Call us right now. He'll get you on hold. He's going to bring us over the computer, ask your questions there. Text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. We will go ahead and we'll take a look at those text messages as well, and we'll answer those questions too. So
come on.
And you know, it's, I'm sure, so this is the first time. Usually when we've done this, we've been behind the desk, and we always have the chairs moved so that Marla's seat is as low to the ground as it could go, and mine is as high as it can possibly go. So I'm sure that in this situation where we're in the new chairs, that you can actually see the difference in the size.
Here we go.
Yeah, pick it up. All right. Good morning, Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling in with a question.
Sure.
Hey.
We'd love to help you. So what's your name and what city are you calling from?
My name is Erin, and I'm calling from Tarzana.
Okay, fantastic. And how can we help you?
Hi there. So I'm calling to ask you guys, how do you decide when you're a first-time home buyer searching around for a property, how do you decide on location in Los Angeles with commuting being an issue, working in one side of town, and trying to decide where to buy a home? I work in the South Bay where homes are a lot higher in price than in the San Fernando Valley. So I just wondered, with budget being a factor and commuting being a factor, how is it, like, what's the best advice you could give to make a decision on where you would decide to purchase your first home?
You know,
basically my question.
It's actually a really great question. And, you know, when I'm not a real estate agent today, but when I was a real estate agent, that's actually how I started my career. I would have told my clients, so number one, you know, budget obviously is a very important piece of the puzzle. You need to make sure that you're looking in an area that's going to be comfortable for you as far as monthly payment is concerned and being able to afford it. But then the next thing that you need to do is you need to drive it. So if you decide that, you know, we have a lot of clients that want to go out and look in, you know, Chino Hills and Corona and go out towards Riverside County or even San Bernardino County, and they don't do the homework that they should. You know, it seems like it's a great drive on a Saturday and they're getting out there and they're looking at all these brand new homes, which I'm not saying anything bad about Riverside or San Bernardino County, but if they work in Los Angeles, that can be a really rough commute. It can be a really rough drive.
Yes. Monday mornings and Friday afternoons are not going to be the best.
They're not going to be very, you're not going to be very happy, you know, coming down the 91. So you just want to make sure that, you know, first it's budget, and then you want to also drive it. And so I would really suggest that you, you know, take a day off and make the drive, you know, from where the neighborhood is that you're contemplating into work, and then make sure that you do the same thing going home when you would get off work. So check out your commute and see how that feels for you. But what I'd really do is I would suggest that you work with one of our real estate agents from our team that specializes in South Bay. And they're going to know your area. They're going to know, you know, your budget, and then they're going to be able to give you some really great suggestions as well.
Agreed.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we would love to absolutely help you. We're more than happy to give you a call back when the show is over. You're welcome to call us anytime, same number. Even if we don't answer the phone, it goes to the call service, which I believe you experienced this morning. We called you back. We will always call you back. So just make sure you leave your name and telephone number, and we'll get back to you. But we'd love to help you. The first place to start is that we get you pre-approved. You need to know what your budget is. And then Correct. From there, it's time to start working with a real estate agent and make sure that, you know, then you're finding the neighborhood that you want.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. So, great call.
Yes.
You know, and that's a great question. You know, we are not real estate agents. We've got real estate agents on our team. I think that we've talked about that before.
Correct.
Don't talk about it a lot, but, you know, we've got an entire network of real estate agents that work all over Southern California. Because we're lucky enough to have this show on Go Country 105, and we span all of Los Angeles, Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, we've got a really large span of an area that our radio waves make it out to. You know, Go Country is actually the number one country station in the nation. So, you know, we are definitely
awesome.
They are awesome. And we're definitely, you know, being listened to by a very broad spectrum of area of clients. And so because of that reason, we've actually got realtors in just about every pocket that there is.
Yes.
And we work with them very closely. And when we refer a client, if someone comes to us to be be pre-approved first, which, hey, by the way, that is the direction you're supposed to go. You are supposed to start with your loan. Step one is with your loan, and then step two is with your real estate agent getting in the car and finding homes. So if we do refer you to somebody, though, it's somebody that we've worked with, that we have confidence in, and that we know that they're going to help you and that they're going to get the job done. So, you know, always please feel free to reach out to us. If you need that referral, we are happy to give you that referral. You know, we want to send you off to a real estate agent, and we want to give you to somebody that we know is going to get the job done.
Absolutely. Hands down.
Yeah. So, so we've actually got some people here that are listening. Good morning.
Good morning.
Aunt Pammy, as always. Good morning.
Hi,
love
Aunt
you.
Pammy.
She's a big advocate for us. Karen, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Tiffany says that we're gorgeous. And I believe she was actually pointing that at you. It says, hey, gorgeous. So, you know, that's really cool. Joan, good morning from Orange County. Thank you so much,
Thank
Joan.
You guys.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Joan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we just absolutely love this, and we don't always get to do Facebook. I mean, we had started off saying that we were going to start doing shows about once every, you know, every other week, every right. 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. And it's just too hard because we're getting here super early in the morning. We're doing the show every Saturday.
Come easy at 6 in the morning.
It does not. It took a lot to wake up this morning and actually, you know, get the makeup on. So, but we will start doing these, you know, more frequently, but probably
we are fun.
More
we
about
have a lot
one
of
month.
Fun. And I think that all of our listeners and all of our friends, they love seeing us. And I think I actually have a lot more fun because, I just have a lot more fun waving to all my friends out there.
Because you're just cooler than me.
I am definitely not cooler. Well, maybe a little.
All right. So I am trying to do the multitasking. Okay. Marla had said earlier on the show this morning that we could multitask, that we could look at text messages,
well,
that we could.
We can multitask.
I am trying to do it all right now. I'm trying to watch Facebook Live. I am trying to log into our texting.
It's funny that you said that yesterday, because yesterday I was actually talking to a client who's looking to buy a new build right now. And I was asking him if he could email me something, and I met after the phone call, but he actually took it as like during the phone call, and he actually stopped me. He's like, Marla, I'm a man. I do not multitask. I like to think that I can multitask, but I cannot multitask. And it actually stopped our whole entire conversation. It was hilarious. It was very funny.
That is.
And I'm not saying that all men cannot multitask, but it might be a genetic thing in most males that they cannot multitask. Sorry.
No, well, and I'm happy. No. And it's perfect that you actually just did that little spiel as I'm sitting here going, what is my password again? I can't remember to get in
is
the
it
text.
Multitask?
Yes. It was multitask is my password. All right. So let's see if we've got some text messages going on. We've got a lot of people that are texting the word mom. They're probably doing that because they've heard us announce that we have got our renovation workshop coming up. So we're really, really happy about that.
Yes. And our renovation workshop is actually going to be here in our hometown. So, and everybody that is out here in Santa Clarita or in Sylmar or San Fernando or Ventura, anywhere that's in within a 20-30 mile radius, please come out. It's going to be an amazing day, November 4th, here at the, I always get it wrong, so it's the Oaks Club of Valencia here at TPC. So it'll be at 2 to 5 in the afternoon, some wine, some appetizers, some fun, and of course, Mortgage Mom Radio. So we hope that all of you want to come out.
Yeah, no, the renovation workshop's going to be great. We talked about it on the radio. It's something we're really excited about. You know, we all watch all the home and garden TV shows. We all do.
We watch. Don't say you don't.
Yeah, we all watch Fixer Upper. We watch Love It or List It. We watch Property Brothers. And, you know, if I was, you know, just the normal consumer sitting at home watching that, and I owned my home and I was thinking I might want to possibly sell, maybe I want to do some upgrades, I would wonder, you know, do these owners of these homes just have the extra budget laying around? When the owner says, I've got $100,000 in budget, you know, I would think as you just a consumer, I've got $100,000, or they have $100,000 in their pocket.
Right.
This is not something that I could choose to do. And the renovation workshop is going to be really great because we're going to actually teach you how you can get that money for those repairs all in one loan. You know, you don't need a whole lot of equity. So we are going to take the future equity of your home, what your home is worth after the improvements are done. You know, it's really great. And you can do it with FHA. You can do it with a conventional loan. You know, there's different ways to go about it. There's
right.
not just one way. It doesn't, you know, a lot of real estate agents out there that are listening to the show this morning, they might be saying, oh, it's a 203K. It's a 203K. There are some of them are, yes, 203K.
Right.
Renovation loans
That's
with
the FHA.
FHA
version of it.
That is the version. You can go all the way up to 96.5% of the value of your home. So if you're going to add a bedroom, you're going to add
the final value too.
Final value. Yes. So if you are going to add a bedroom, add a bathroom, add square footage, you know, expand the size of your living room, expand the size of your kitchen, you're going to do all of that added improvement. We're going to take that value after those improvements, and then we're going to finance up to 96.5% of that final value. And that would be with FHA financing. We can do the same with Fannie Mae with a conventional loan. So if you've got equity in your home, you don't want to have mortgage insurance, there is also a conventional renovation option. So that is what we're going to be teaching everybody, you know, on November the 4th at the Oaks Club in Valencia. It's basically, it's the TPC golf course. I always say that wrong. Is it TPC?
TC? It is TPC.
It is TPC. But it's going to be at the golf course. It's a beautiful room.
I still haven't discovered what that means. So if you're listening to this right now,
I'm sure
please
that it
put
has,
it onto yeah. our thing and tell me what TPC. I know it's the professionals.
Yes.
But I would think it would be the professionals golf, but that doesn't help me with the C. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And funny story with renovation. So I have really good friends, Lexi and Jeremy, that watch the, you know, all the home and garden shows and everything like that. And they always laugh that, you know, like how perfect everything shows up. And they want to do their own show where it's, you know, real people and, you know, the wife and the husband, you know, yelling and possibly cursing back at each other. Like, no, the plant doesn't go there, Jeremy. Yes, Lexi, the picture frame goes there. I think it would be hilarious to have that, like, where they're yelling back and forth at each other. So
there are some shows like that. There is a show like that. And I don't know what the name of it is. I've watched it, though, where it's actual beginners that are trying to do their first flip.
Their first.
Uh-huh. So there are actually shows like that. There's another show too where they show like couples or just single person, you know, but it always seems to be like two or three, and it's typically couples, and you know, they're trying to do their own kitchen repair, you know, like redo their own kitchen on their own, never done it before. And those shows are kind of funny.
Well, if you've ever done a renovation with your spouse and you made it through it, you could get through pretty much anything, because there's we've done a lot of renovations because my husband is very handy, and we've made it. I mean, we've been together now, married almost 16 years, been together almost 20 years, and we're still together. So it works, people.
Yeah.
Renovate.
all right. So we do have a question here on Facebook Live. So I'm going to read that.
Is it a movie title?
Is it
Come
a
on
movie
people
title?
With the movie titles. I'm ready to go this morning.
Stop calling them people. they're humans. Stop calling them people. All right, here we go. How do y'all? Okay. Oh, I'm gonna actually read it the way she went. How soon do y'all think there will be another real estate bubble burst?
Ooh.
This is a good one. I actually get this question quite a bit. We just did our home buyer workshop a couple weeks ago. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, you know, should we wait for the interest rates to come down? Should we wait for, you know, property values to come down right now? You know, are we ready to bust? And I think we did a news article last week on the show. Mm-hmm. And the news article was about, you know, interest rates hitting 5-week high, mortgage applications being at their lowest level since 2000. And a lot of times, and what we were saying on our show last week was that the data is misunderstood. You know, if you really go back and analyze the data, it's absolutely misunderstood. Yes, interest rates were at a 5-week high. Yes, interest rates are actually higher today than they have been in years and years and years. That is something that we have been saying for a very long time. We've been doing this show, you know, on
since
Go Country.
July of 2016.
Right.
So since July of 2016, we have been saying this.
We have been telling you guys that interest rates are going up. The government is telling you interest rates are going up. They brought the interest rates down extremely low to try to get the economy started, to get things moving again. And they did that, and they left them low for as long as that they needed to make sure that we were recovering. We are recovering. Are we completely, fully, 100% recovered? We are not. But our unemployment rates are at the lowest that they've been in a very, very long time. We're at 4% unemployment rates. They need to make their money back. They dropped interest rates lower than they had ever been historically ever. So they had to. They've lost money in what they did, but that was to try to, you know, put money back into our homes and back into our lives so that we could get that economy back. So now that the economy is back, they need to make their money back. Now they're in a deficit. So we are going to see interest rates go up. When we see interest rates go up, what are we going to see? We're going to see property values start to slow down just a little bit. Do I personally feel that we are going to see a massive recession or a bust or a bubble? I don't. Every single person that has bought a home in the last, I would say since 2008, what would you say, Marla? Give or take?
Maybe nine. Yeah, a little bit more closer to the nine.
Maybe nine has fully qualified for their loan. They have not, there have been no stated income products. Those are coming back now, but they are only for the self-employed borrower, which is what they should be. You know, stated income should not have been for a school teacher that is on a salary, that is on a set budget. They should not have been buying outside of their means. You know, there was everybody, if you had a heartbeat and a pulse back in the day, you could actually buy a home and you could get a loan with zero down stated income. You know, that was absolutely insane that
sometimes
they allowed that to happen.
Sometimes you didn't need to have a pulse. I mean, there were some companies out there that were just doing it.
Oh, absolutely. And so it was just absolutely insane. And that is why we ended up in the shape that we did. People were buying homes thinking that they were going to hold on to the home for a couple of months, turn around and sell it, and that they would be able to, you know, figure out how to make that payment, you know, for a short period of time. So, you know, that's not happening now. Since 2008, 2009, every single person has had to qualify for their home. They can afford their monthly payment unless something major has happened in their household. You know, there's been a divorce or there's been a death in the family or somebody's become ill or they've lost a job. You know, and those things are going to happen. That is part called life. But, you know, if something like that has happened, we understand that maybe you can't make those payments anymore. But if you've qualified for the home and you've bought the home and you've made sure that you've gotten into the budget that you can afford, you are not going anywhere. Just because property values might come down a little bit, you're not going to just stop making your payments and run. We're not going to see a massive amount of foreclosures come on the market, which is what drives that bust or that bubble. So with interest rates going up, will we see things start to taper off? Absolutely. But what we say, and we say it every single week, is, you know, real estate, buy it and hold it. It's not for buy it and quick flip. Real estate is buy it and hold it. And if you buy it and you hold it and you hold on to it for long enough, you'll always come out on top. So I hope that that answers the question. I know it was a long kind of drawn out answer.
Yes.
But I truly believe
I think
believe
it definitely encompassed the question.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. So, Cha-Cha, I hope that we answered that question for you. And thank you so much for being on and listening.
And I'm in love with your name.
It's a great name. It's an absolutely fantastic name.
For the longest time from Greece, I wanted to name my kid Cha-Cha.
I love it. I did hear Manny in the background. Manny, do we have a call? All right. Go ahead and let's move
thank
it over.
You.
Hello. Hi.
Can I ask some questions?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. We are on the freeway on the way to Fresno, and I heard your ladies talking. And my husband and I are retired, and we're looking to free up some cash so that we don't have to worry about money. We have a mortgage now that's down to about 130. The house has been appraised at 600. What we'd like to do is finance it, refinance it just to 30 years. It's now 15, and to take out an additional $9,000 to pay off a truck.
Okay. So that's not a problem at all. What is your question around, though? I mean, are you calling just because you want to try to get that done, or?
I'd like to find out if there would be a charge to do the transaction and what is the best rate we could get.
Okay. The fee itself, there is a fee to Movement Mortgage to do the transaction, and it depends on where you live. Every county has different fees set up. They're basically set up by region, but they typically run about $1,600 to do the actual refinance by the cost of Movement Mortgage. Then the rest of the charges are all third-party escrow, title, your appraisal. So we can definitely call you back after the show and go through that with you to see if it's something that you feel is beneficial. The interest rate as well, it's not something I can run for you right here while we're at the studio today.
Want my phone number?
We will actually get your phone number. Are you calling us from your cell phone? You said you're in the car, right?
Yes.
So we will go ahead and take down your number. We have caller ID, so we can see it right now. We'll make sure that we take it down and we give you a call back. Let us get through the show. It's over at 8 o'clock, so you'll hear back from one of us probably between about 8:15 and 8:30.
Okay.
All right. You have a great morning.
Thank you.
Why don't we go ahead and just go to another call, Marla? You ready?
Sure.
Good morning, Mortgage Mom Radio.
Yes, good morning. I have a question.
Sure. What's your name and where are you calling from? Let's start there.
My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from Altadena.
All right. Nice to meet you, Sharon. How can we help you this morning?
Nice to meet you. Yes, I was calling to find out what is the best type of a loan for to get for someone who our mortgage is going to be paid off in December, but we really need to completely redo the entire kitchen, dining room, and main bathroom.
So there's a couple of different options, and you know, Marla, mm-hmm. you can kind of chime in here if you want to, but you could actually, depending on your age, you could, you know, you mentioned that it was almost paid off. You guys are a little bit older. Depending on your age, we could look at doing a reverse mortgage that would actually get the cash out for you. There's a lot of benefits to the reverse mortgages, but there's also renovation loans that we could do. And if your home is almost free and clear, you could even do just a normal cash out refinance. So there's probably three or four different options.
I agree. Reverse was going to be my first one that I was going to go to because, you know, with you almost having the mortgage being paid off, keeping down your monthly expenses might be a good option to do that.
One thing I didn't mention is that we have a private mortgage, so it's not through a financial institution.
Okay. Well, we would still see it, even if it's a private mortgage. I'm going to guess that they mm-hmm. had you record some notes and they actually did lien the property. So we would see that mortgage, and we would have to look at how much is it that you owe on that mortgage and how much is your home worth, and then we'd be able to determine what are the best loan programs. But the renovation loans are nice because we're going to take the future value after you've done the repairs. The reverse mortgages are nice because there's a lot of benefits that you can do. You could take money. There could be, you know, principal and interest payments that are deferred. There's a lot of different things and different options depending on what your scenario is and what you need. You know, what you need. You know, do you need to keep the monthly mm-hmm. expenses low, or is there a certain budget that you're comfortable with? What do you owe right now that we're going to probably have to pay off to that private investor? So, well, you know, we're going to kind of look at all of those different scenarios for you.
Well, great. Thank you so much. And
do you want us to give you a call back when the show is over?
You know, actually, I'm going off to my horseback riding lesson in a couple minutes.
Okay, no. So here's the thing.
I won't be home for a while.
Yeah, no, don't worry. So here's the thing. The number you called us at this morning, same number all week long. After the show is over,
great.
If we don't answer, it goes straight to a call service. Call service will actually text us and say, hey, you've got a phone call. So make sure you leave your name and number. But all week long, same number. When you're ready, you call us, and we'll take you
great.
Through all of the different options.
Real good. Well, thank you. I'm glad there's so many options out there. I was thinking there maybe weren't.
Yeah, no,
that's
absolutely.
Great information.
Absolutely, not a problem.
And I love listening to your show. You guys are really fun.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you're great inspiration.
Thank you.
Well, have a good day, and thank
All right.
you so much.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. What a great call, really.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
she kind of like opened the door for so many different options for us to talk about. Right
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Because we haven't talked about reverse mortgage in quite some time, to be
nope.
honest with you. And then we've got the renovation workshop that's coming up, you know, in
right.
about a month. And
maybe Sharon needs to come to that.
She may. We could also, you know, just do a normal cash out refinance for her. So,
right.
you know, there's a lot of different options for Sharon.
Sharon from Altadena.
From Altadena. We loved it. Chacha asks another question, which is great. She says, with that being said, how does a single woman get qualified? And, you know, the weirdest thing is that we get a lot of times I get phone calls, and Marla, tell me if you get the same, and we'll actually have like a young, you know, woman or a single man call, and they'll say, you know, I'm a millennial, and they'll literally start the question with that. I'm a millennial, and I know that it's difficult to get a loan, especially by myself. So I tell people all the time, I say, well, that's not true. So I want to actually stop that thought process.
Right.
That's actually not true. So you qualify for what
False
you qualify
news
for.
That's going on out there.
Yeah.
Anybody can get qualified.
Yes.
What you got to do is call us.
Really. Right. But you qualify for what you qualify for.
Right.
So, you know, if it's just you by yourself and your income is, you know, $50,000 a year, depending on what your monthly debts are, you're going to qualify for a number. If you are married, or even if you're not married, you want to do it with a girlfriend, or you want to do it with your buddy, or, you know, whatever, whoever
for siblings,
is on.
We're seeing a lot of right. now, like siblings, you know, brothers and sisters, or brothers, or two sisters and family. So that it's everything's a possibility.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, if you're, you know, it's really just going to be who's on the application. We're going to take all of that income into account before we, you know, before we tell you what you're going to qualify for.
Right.
And not
before
only are we going to take
you out there.
Yeah. But, and it's not just about income, guys. It's also about your debts. You know, if you've got, you could have $300,000 a year in income, but if you have, you know, $5,000 a month in debts between car payments, credit cards, student loans, and you've got a lot of monthly debt, you could qualify for less than the guy for 50, $50,000 a year in income. So, you know, it's really going to it comes down to who's on the application, how much money do you earn, what is, you know, your monthly debts, what is your credit score, you know, how good is your credit, and all of those are going to work into what do you qualify for. The only way, like Marla said, for us to know what we can do to help you is for you to call us. Go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on the apply button. We don't pull your credit report without talking to you. It's not a credit card system. You're not applying for a credit card. What it's doing is it's gathering all of your data and it's telling us that you're ready. And then we're going to reach out to you, talk to you, get your permission to pull your credit report and let you know what you're going to qualify for. So that is really the first step. Go to the website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on the apply button, give us a call. If you're watching us right now live on Facebook, you can actually see the numbers in, you know, the beginning of the show. I don't know, the show title or whatever for our live feed right now, but it's 844 We Lend For You. That's LEND and the number 4. That is the same number all week long, Monday through Friday. You guys can always get us. If we don't answer, we have a call service that does, and they're going to take your number and they're going to text us and let us know to give you guys a call back. So that's the best way to start, Chacha. We really do hope that you reach out to us. We want to help you. We would love to, you know, get you pre-qualified and get you in a car and get you out there shopping. That would be our goal. So we have another question here now from Pablo Rivera. Okay. He says, can we still pull equity from our home if we are going through a bankruptcy? So that's a great question.
That is a good question.
So you can, if you are in a bankruptcy, and it depends on what kind of bankruptcy, it depends on how long ago that it was done, or if you were in the middle of the bankruptcy, which is what he's saying, if we're in the middle of the bankruptcy. If you are in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, and a lot of people don't understand this, they think I'm in bankruptcy, I can't do anything.
Right.
If you are in a Chapter 13 bankruptcy right now, you could refinance your home. You do need to have 12 months of payments.
Correct.
So you need to be at least 12 months into your Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You need to be able to show us that you've made all of your payments on time. And with that, you could qualify to do a refinance. I do not believe that you can do a cash out refinance. Do you know what the answer to that question is?
I'm going to second that I'm pretty confident that it's just a rate and term refinance to help better your current loan that is included into because when you're doing a Chapter 13, what they're doing is they're looking at your full picture. They've set you up with a monthly payment that is based off of your affordability over a 5-year period. And they look at your current mortgage.
Or 3-year. But
it just depends. Yeah. Average that I've seen is 5.
Yeah.
But they're going to be looking at what your total qualification is during that period of time. So if you're going to be doing something that's going to better your situation, great. That's what they will look to approve you for based off of your current bankruptcy situation.
Right. Absolutely. So,
but if you are in the middle of a Chapter 7,
yes,
and you have just filed and you have not received your discharge, the answer would be no, we would not be able to do any type of refinancing at that time.
Right. Now, depending on what the circumstances are, if your Chapter 7 is already discharged and it's been a year, depending on what the circumstances were surrounding that bankruptcy, we could possibly do some cash out if you wanted to. But again, we talked about the renovation financing, and the renovation financing is not considered a cash out. So if that is where that question was kind of headed or was from, you know, thinking maybe you want to do some repairs to your house, the renovation financing is not a cash out loan. So that may possibly qualify with that Chapter 13, or it could possibly qualify 1 year after bankruptcy from the discharge date, depending on the circumstances surrounding the actual bankruptcy, if they were extenuating. If not, you need 2 years.
Correct.
So, but you're still very, very close.
Correct.
All right. So we do have a question from text messaging. You want me to go ahead and read that?
Yeah, you do that one. Okay. And then we got one from a private Facebook message.
Okay, perfect. So this one is from a text message. You guys didn't give us your name and number, so we're so sorry. But city. We're going to make it up. I'm going to call you Juan Julio.
From Colton.
There you go. From Colton. We're going for it. Okay. Couple of questions. And I only say that because I make fun of Manny all the time and his dad, Juan. Anyway, it's Juan Julio. Here we go.
Juan Julio. Here we go.
All right, here we go. So a couple of questions. I used to own several investment properties, but sold them all a few years ago. I'd like to start again. Would I be able to qualify as a first-time buyer? Also, my husband doesn't want to be involved in it. Can I qualify without having him on the loan? Will banks allow that? So this is actually a really great question. She's got kind of three parts going on in it, two or so. So the number, and now I can't call her Juan Julio anymore because now I know it's a girl after I read the question. So I'm going to call her Juanita. And I love that name, by the way. That's my grandma's name, so I'm not making fun of anybody. We call her Grandma Nita. Okay, so I used to own several investment properties, but sold them all a few years ago. understand everybody has a, you know, they, if they have a portfolio, they're going to sell and buy and sell and buy, and it's going to happen. And for whatever reason that you did that, that's okay. She says, I'd like to start again. Would I be able to qualify as a first time home buyer? So, you cannot own any residential property at all for 3 years. Period.
3 years.
3 years. After 3 years, you are once again considered a first-time home buyer. So I hope that that answers that question. Also, my husband doesn't want to be involved in it. Can I qualify without him? Absolutely. Everybody out there listening, you know, obviously, if there's two household incomes, most of the time, if there's two household incomes, you're going to qualify for a little bit more.
Correct.
But you don't necessarily, your spouse does not have to go on your loan, and that is with any loan. It doesn't matter what kind of loan. Spouse is not required to be on the loan with you. They do not have to actually sign up for the mortgage. Now, in the state of California, which is where we do the majority of our loans, I mean, Marla and I are actually licensed in Nevada, Arizona, correct, Illinois, Indiana, Texas, Washington. I think there might be another one that I'm not thinking of. But in California, we're a community property state. So if you are going to buy something with your spouse or without your spouse does have to sign off on the transaction.
Right.
So that is something.
Basically meaning that it can't be a secret.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And it says, you know, will banks allow that? So, yeah. So I think I pretty much answered Juanita's question. If there are more questions surrounding that, you know, Juanita, please text us back again. Everybody that is texting questions in right now, please understand that as soon as the show is over, we will text you back personally as well so that you do get your answers back. So why don't you go ahead and read the question that came in through Facebook?
Yes. So Noel asked that he's looking to get a loan approval, mm-hmm, and he's wanting to know what the best steps are to get started with that loan approval.
Okay. So, so Noel, actually,
step one.
Yeah. Yeah. So Noel's actually a girl. She's on my co-ed softball team. Hello, Noel.
Hi.
Thank you so much for actually asking us a question. So if you'd like to get started, the first thing to do, go to mortgagemomradio.com, click on the apply button. Obviously, at tomorrow's game, you can talk to me about what you guys need and I'll help you out there.
I'll give you the list.
Go to mortgagemomradio.com and literally just click on apply. We were saying it earlier. We do not, it does not just do an instant credit pull. We are not going to pull your credit report. We're not going to give you an instant yes or no. The online application is truly just so that you can get everything put on board for us. That way we can actually set up a time to do a real full consultation with
right.
you about your situation.
And then we'll start doing the review and start creating that roadmap for you.
Yep. So that is the best place to start. Literally go to the website and click on that apply button, fill it out. And then we're going to give you a call. We're going to do a consultation with you, talk about all of your options, talk about your credit. If there's something we can do to help you possibly improve that credit score quickly, we're going to give you those tips and tools, advice. If not, we've got a great credit guy that we can, you know, give you a referral to, but we're going to take you through all of the pieces of the puzzle. So that's the best way to get started.
Yes. So bring all of your pay stubs MW-2s to softball tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well,
so how are we doing on time?
I think that it's 8 o'clock. Exactly.
Is it? Oh my goodness.
And Veronica, you're welcome. We are using your cups.
Yes, we are. Marla did have to turn one of the cups a little bit sideways because
yes.
it would be inappropriate for anybody in Facebook land to actually be able to see.
But thank you, Veronica, because I love it. I use it every day.
But this is my favorite if you guys can't read it out there. And I know that Aunt Pammy that watches is absolutely going to love this cup. So I might have to figure out where Veronica bought that from and send it off, ship it off to her. But we love everybody out there for watching us. Thank you so much. We really do hope that you guys got some very valuable information. We are live on Go Country 105 every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. You guys all know that if you download our phone app, you can actually listen to the show right on the podcast. We're going to take this show. It's going to show up within the next couple of minutes. You guys can iTunes. You just Google us. You know, what's it called? Search us. Search Mortgage Mom Radio with iTunes,
Google
right Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, anywhere you can get a podcast. You can actually listen to the podcast straight from our website. If you guys go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, scroll about halfway down the page, there's actually a way to subscribe. And you could do it by email, which is kind of my favorite. And I did actually sign up that way just so that I could make sure that it was always working. And what happens is every time that we post a new show, it will actually just send you an email. It says, hey, there's a new show posted. And then you can choose to, you know, download it and listen to it
correct.
If you want to. So mortgagemomradio.com, you guys can listen to this show if you miss part of it today. If you can't get on, you're not in, you know, California and you want to listen to the show, go to the podcast. It's the best way. You guys can text us always with your questions. You want to get the phone app. You guys can text us. The link is there. You want 203 or not two. I'm so sorry. If you want renovation workshop tickets, Same thing, text us. So it's always text the word mom to 474747. We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend.
Yes.
And
have a great Saturday. Have a great Sunday. We love you all. Thank you so much for staying tuned to Mortgage Mom Radio today. We had a lot of fun with
you. We did. And we'll see y'all later.
Bye-bye.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179, Texas and Nevada 34-02 and 34-01. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB-02-37926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO-237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB-0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO-669357.